Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demo. And in this demonstration, I'm actually going to take you through the Apple Watch itself in respect to navigating the clock face screen, the home screen that contains all your apps, a go through of the settings folder, how you get access to the notifications and glances options via the clock face, where you can locate all the different types of clock faces that come with the watch, and finally, a brief look at accessing the Friends button, which you can do by pressing the side button on the side of the Apple Watch, and I like to call it the Friends button anyway. And you can do several things in there. If your friend has an Apple Watch, you can send them a digital touch or your heartbeat. And of course, if they don't, you can also contact them via phone or message them as well. Okay, so let me wake my Apple Watch up by just tapping on the screen.
23, 12 and 5 seconds.
Okay, so on my initial clock face screen, if I flick to the left on my particular watch screen.
13 degrees. Do not disturb. 88% battery power. 13 degrees. 23, 12 and 16 seconds.
Okay, that's the current time. If I flick back to the left.
13 degrees.
13 degrees.
Double tap to open weather.
And I can double tap that to open up the weather app.
Do not disturb. Status bar item.
Flick to the left again. Do not disturb.
87% battery power. Dimmed.
80% battery power. And that's all going that direction. If I flick back to the right.
Do not disturb. 13 degrees. 23, 12 and 16 seconds. Date. 28.
Okay, that's the current date.
Next event. 1300 hours convention.
And the next
double
event
tap to
is convention. And I can double tap that to bring up the calendar. And of course, that's part of family sharing. That's my wife's conference that she's currently attending. And I'll flick the right one more and I can't go any further. So to get to the main home screen of my Apple Watch, I'm going to press the digital crown once.
Home. Clock.
Okay, clock. That's the middle icon. And what I'll try and identify is the ones that I've installed that are not the default app. So flick to the left.
Mail.
Mail.
Twitter.
Twitter, not default.
Activity.
Activity.
Double
post, not default.
Passbook.
Passbook.
Weather.
Weather.
Trip view.
Trip view, not default.
Shazam.
Shazam, not default.
Alarm.
Alarm.
Battery watch.
Battery watch, not default.
Phone.
Phone.
Calendar.
Calendar.
World clock.
World clock.
Weather.
Weather, again, that one's not default.
Maps.
Maps. That's the top left of my current screen. If I flip back to the right to get back to clock.
Weather, world clock, calendar, phone, battery, alarm, Shazam, trip view, weather, passbook, double po, activity, Twitter, mail, clock.
Okay, and let's keep going, flicking to the right.
Music.
Music.
Messages.
Messages.
Stopwatch.
Stopwatch.
Calculator watch pro free.
Calculator watch pro free, not default.
Timer.
Timer.
Settings.
Settings.
Photos.
Photos.
Remote.
Remote, that's the remote app.
Skype.
Skype, not default.
Workout.
Workout.
Pandora.
Pandora, not default.
Stocks.
Stocks.
Emergency OS.
Emergency OS, as in Australia, not default.
Camera.
Camera.
Overcast.
Overcast, not default. And that's it. So that's a list of apps that I've currently got installed on my Apple Watch home screen, plus, of course, the default apps themselves. And one finger double tap on settings. Okay, and if I flick to the right,
time.
We've got time.
Airplane mode.
Airplane mode.
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
Do not disturb.
Do not disturb.
General.
General.
Brightness and text size.
Brightness and text size.
Sounds and haptics.
Sounds and haptics.
Passcode.
And passcode. This settings folder on the Apple Watch is like a subset of the options that you'll find in the Apple Watch app on your iPhone. So let me just touch the top of the screen again.
Settings.
Okay, so settings.
Time.
So that's time. One finger double tap on time.
Time.
And we'll back just button. Let the watch explain what it is. So one finger flick to the right.
Set clock face display time ahead. Heading.
Set clock face time display ahead.
Plus 0 minutes, 23, 29.
Okay, plus 0 minutes, 23, 29.
All alerts and notifications will still come in at the correct time. The only time affected by this is what is shown on your clock faces. Footer.
Okay, so it's a way of adding extra time to clock face. Just let me touch the top left hand side of the screen. I'm not going to go into that particular setting.
Time. Back button.
One finger double tap on back.
Settings. Settings.
And flick to the right.
Time.
There's time.
Airplane mode.
Airplane mode is pretty straightforward, but we'll go into it again. It's very similar to what you would find on the Apple Watch app on the iPhone.
Airplane mode. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Airplane mode. Switch button. Off.
Okay, it's currently off. Okay, the toggle is
on to toggle setting.
Or off, basically. So that's all you have for that one. Let me touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Airplane mode. Back button.
And one finger double tap.
Settings. Time.
And flick to the right.
Airplane mode.
So I've done time, airplane mode.
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth, and of course, one finger double tap on Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. Back button.
This is where you can list your previously paired devices and also unpair current Bluetooth devices. And it's also where you would go and search for a Bluetooth device that you've got in pairing mode. So if I flick through my one.
Devices. Heading. Jambox by Jawbone. Not connected.
Okay, so I've got Jambox by Jawbone.
More info. Jambox by Jawbone. Not connected.
Of course, the more information button is, of course, where you would forget the device not to be in your display.
Powerbeats Wireless. Not
Power
connected.
Powerbeats Wireless.
More info. Powerbeats
more
Wireless.
More info.
Health devices.
Then heading. Health devices.
Searching. Ellipsis.
And it's also currently searching. So top left-hand side of the screen.
Bluetooth. Back button.
One finger double tap.
Settings.
Flick to the right.
Time.
Time.
Airplane mode.
Airplane mode.
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
Do not disturb.
Do not disturb. One finger double tap.
Do not disturb. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Do not disturb. Switch button. On.
And that's currently on because my setting. Function on my iPhone where this setting is coming from says that Do Not Disturb gets turned on between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning. So if I flick to the right.
When Do Not Disturb is enabled, calls and alerts will be silenced, and a moon icon will appear at the top of apps and watch faces.
Okay, just explanation of Do Not Disturb.
Scheduled from 22 to 6.
Okay, that's the schedule that's currently coming off my iPhone, 2200 hours to 600 hours. And that's it for that screen. So top left-hand side.
Do Not Disturb. Back button.
One finger double tap.
Settings. Settings.
And flick to the right.
Time.
Time.
Airplane mode.
Airplane mode.
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
Do not disturb.
Do not disturb.
General.
And in general, one finger double tap.
General. Back button.
Flick to the right.
About.
That's about.
Orientation.
Orientation.
Activate on wrist raise.
Activate on wrist raise.
Accessibility.
Accessibility.
Siri.
Siri.
Regulatory.
Regulatory.
Reset.
And reset. Touch towards the top.
General. Back button.
And flick to the right.
About.
We won't worry about about.
Orientation.
Orientation. One finger double tap.
Wrist.
And flick
heading.
To the right.
Selected. Left.
Okay, so this is about the orientation, whether you've got it on your left.
Right.
Or right wrist. And I've currently got my wrist selected for left. Flick to the right.
Crown. Heading.
And then you can select which orientation your digital crown is also located.
Left.
Left.
Selected. Right.
And mine's currently set to right. Okay. So she helps the what orientate. So top left hand side.
Orientation. Back button.
One finger double tap on back button.
General.
And
back button.
Flick to the right.
About. Orientation.
It's orientation. So about orientation.
Activate on wrist raise.
So activate on wrist raise. One finger double tap.
Wrist raise.
Flick
switch
to
button.
The right.
On.
So wrist raise is currently
double
set
tap,
on.
Toggle setting.
Flick to the right.
When this is on, raising your wrist will wake the Apple Watch display. When this is off, you can wake the display by tapping it. Footer.
Okay, so when this is on, raising your wrist will activate the screen display. So top left hand side.
Activate on wrist raise.
One
back
finger
button.
Double tap.
General. Back
flick
button.
To the right.
About. Orientation. Activate on wrist raise. Accessibility.
Okay, accessibility, one finger double tap.
Accessibility.
And back here button. We've got most of the accessibility options.
Vision. Heading.
Vision.
Voiceover. On.
Voiceover.
Zoom. Off.
Zoom currently off.
Reduce motion. On.
Reduce motion on.
On slash off labels. Switch
on
button.
Slash off labels off.
Off.
And that's it. So again, if you're familiar with the Apple Watch app on the iPhone, this is a subset of the much larger options that you would find within accessibility in the Apple Watch app itself, including the accessibility shortcut. so that you can use the digital crown for triple pressing or triple clicking digital crown three times to turn, for example, VoiceOver on and off or Zoom on or off. So let's have a quick look at what's in the VoiceOver one. So flick back to the left with one finger.
On slash off labels, reduce motion, Zoom, VoiceOver, on.
Finger double tap on VoiceOver.
VoiceOver, switch button, on.
Flare, so I can turn VoiceOver off by double tapping, which I'm not going to do.
Screen curtain, switch button,
I can toggle on and off screen curtain, that's currently off.
VoiceOver speaks items on the screen.
That's an explanation of how VoiceOver gestures work. So the volume and speech rate of VoiceOver are not in here. However, they are in the Apple Watch app on the iPhone. However, you can turn the volume up and down for VoiceOver. It's just a two-finger double tap and hold, and push your fingers up the screen to increase volume, and push your fingers down the screen to decrease volume. Okay, so top left-hand side.
VoiceOver. Back button.
So one finger double tap on the back button.
Accessibility. Back button.
One finger double tap to come out of accessibility.
General. Back button.
And let's flip to the right.
About. Orientation. Activate on wrist. Accessibility. Activate on wrist raise. Accessibility. Siri.
Okay, let's have a look what Siri has to say.
Siri. Back button.
Flip to the right.
Hey Siri. Switch button. On.
Okay, so Hey Siri is currently switched on.
Setting.
Flip to the right.
Just say Hey Siri after waking Apple Watch.
Okay, just say Hey Siri after waking Apple Watch, and that's it for those options. So you can turn that Hey Siri function on and off when you've activated the screen. So top left hand side,
Siri, back button,
one finger double tap,
general, back button,
and let's flick to the right,
about,
orientation,
activate on wrist raise,
orientation, activate on wrist raise,
accessibility,
Siri,
regulatory, reset.
And reset, of course, is used to reset the Apple Watch back to factory defaults. So top left-hand side.
General.
That's one finger double tap to come back out of general and go back to the main settings screen.
Settings. Settings.
And let's flick down past general.
Time.
So I've got time.
Airplane mode.
Airplane mode.
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
Do not disturb.
Do not disturb.
General.
General.
Brightness and text size.
Brightness and text size. Of course, you can adjust the brightness of the Apple Watch screen to save power, I'm assuming and hoping. And you can also adjust the dynamic text across the applications running on the system. Flick to the right.
Sounds and haptics.
Sounds and haptics. One finger double tap.
Ringer and alert sounds.
Heading. This is for ringer and alert sounds. So one finger flick to the right.
Volume 100%.
So go volume 100%.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
And you can adjust the value. So one finger flick down.
90%, 80%, 70%, 60%.
50%. Okay, so that'll actually turn the volume ringer down. One finger flick back 60, up.
60, 70, 80%, 90%, 100%.
And as I'm also doing that, I'm getting vibrations happening on my wrist as well. And flick to the right.
Mute. Switch button. Off.
So mute is currently turned off. If I wanted to turn it on, I could one finger double tap it. So if my watch rang, so to speak, then that sound would be muted. So flick to the right again.
Mute will not silence alarms and timers when Apple Watch is charging.
Okay, mute will not silence alarms and timers when Apple Watch is charging, which is handy.
Ringer and alert haptics. Heading.
Okay, ringer and alert haptics.
Haptic feedback. Medium. Adjustable.
Okay, haptic feedback is currently medium.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
So one finger flick up.
High.
I've got high vibration.
Medium.
Medium.
Low.
Or low.
Low. Medium.
And I've left mine on medium. Interestingly, when I tried to adjust that slider which said 100% to 0% in the Apple Watch app under sounds and haptics as well, I found it very hard to adjust that setting with VoiceOver with the one finger flick up and down gesture. So what I actually do is adjust it here on the Apple Watch in this sound and haptic feedback option within settings on the Apple Watch itself. So if I flick to the right again,
prominent haptic, switch button on.
Prominent haptic
is
currently on. Okay, so when on, it's going to be more of a prominent haptic feedback for certain alerts. So top left-hand side.
Sounds and haptics. Back button.
One finger double tap.
Settings.
And flick to the right.
Time.
Time.
Airplane mode.
Bluetooth.
Do not disturb.
Do not disturb.
General.
Brightness and text size. Brightness and text size.
Sounds and haptics.
Sounds and haptics.
Passcode.
Passcode. One finger double tap on passcode.
Passcode. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Disable passcode.
Okay, so disable passcode.
Change passcode.
I can change the passcode.
Unlock with iPhone. Dimmed. Switch button. On.
and unlock with iPhone, and that control is currently dimmed. Okay, so top left hand side.
Passcode. Back button.
One finger double tap.
Settings. Settings.
And that's it for the actual settings screen. So if I just press my digital crown once, I've now come back to the home screen of the Apple Watch. So I've now pressed digital crown again.
Clock.
I'll put the clock in focus. That's the middle icon. I press the digital crown again once.
Clock face. 23:56 and 2 seconds.
Okay, I'm back to the initial clock face. And of course, then to access notifications, two finger flick down.
Notification center.
That's the notification center.
Another edition of the newsletter is now available.
And if I press the digital crown again.
23:56 and 23 seconds.
Do a two finger flick up.
Settings. Connected.
That's one of my glances for the Apple Watch. Press the digital crown again.
23:56 and 39 seconds.
And finally, you know, if I want to go into the different clock faces, touch and hold on the screen with front finger.
23:56 and utility, analog.
Okay, utility, and I've got analog clock face. Flick to the right.
Modular. Simple. Analog with optional
simple,
bells.
And so on. And I can
double
actually add options or complications to a clock face that can take the complications options. I'm going to press the
swipe
little crown.
To select a custom action. 23:57 and 20 seconds.
And of course, I can also access the friends button to bring up my favorites by just pressing my friends button on the side here.
Friends.
Just below my digital crown.
Sarah.
And I can access my favorite people. I've got Sarah,
Jessica,
Ellen,
Chris,
Carla, etc. And for each one of those who've got Apple Watches, I can send them a digital touch. And for other people, I can phone them or send them a message. I'm just going to press the digital crown once to go back to the main screen.
23:58 and 11 seconds.
Okay, and of course, if I want to go back to the main home screen, digital crown again once. Takes you back to the middle icon, and I can flick left to right or drag my finger around to find the other icons. Digital crown once again.
Clock face, 23:58 and 28 seconds.
And I'm back to the general clock face that, as I said, that I get when I wake it up again. So that completes this run through of what my own personal Apple Watch screen looks like, given the fact that I've added a few applications from my iPhone. And I've also rearranged the icons on the screen with the Apple Watch app itself running on my iPhone. And then finally, I thought I'd show you also how to just get back to the clock face screen, how to quickly access notifications or glances, and then how to finally access the friends button for your contacts to send a digital touch, etc., if they've got an Apple Watch, or to phone or message them if they haven't as well. That completes this demo. So as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.